prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 2nd January 2023. Here we go, folks. Brand new year. A lot of stuff that's already happened in this with the world system, the world situations have not changed much. In 2023, I think it'll be a very interesting year. But I tell you what. If you'll help me stay, keep this program going, we'll face whatever it brings together. How's that? We'll do it together. That's what we have to do as family of Christ and as comrades in arms, so to speak, to fight the enemy. Talking about Satan and all his minions and all the ones he uses as his peons, his servants, to bring forth their evil. If you'll stand with me, we'll fight together. How's that? Let's plan on doing that for another year, if God allows. And if I get through to March, it'll make me 30 years doing this. To me, I think that's a mile mark I want to give praise to our Father for, because I never intended to do this that long. I've tried to quit at least two or three times, and every time I do, the Lord's opened new doors. So here we are tonight again, and welcome to the first live broadcast for 2023. Don't forget, this weekend, being the first Saturday, we're going to have Bible study, Lord willing, the weather holds out. We're going to have Bible study, folks, at 10:30. It starts 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us if you like and watch us live. If you have a computer, go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream right ahead, the right hand top of the page, live stream. Watch us live starting 10:30. The first half hour, of course, we always do praise reports, prayer requests, the testimonies. And then at the bottom of the hour, 11:30, we do current events for an hour. Then we get into Bible study at 1 o'clock. We're going to do part three of Understanding Spiritual Warfare. And that's a very important teaching, folks. If you've seen the first two parts, you know what I'm talking about. Now, if you don't have a computer, you can listen to us on the phone. Just dial this number, 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can listen to right on the phone. It says starts 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We take phone calls, love phone calls from listeners. We really do. Last time we got together, we had a call from Miss Blue in France. What a special call that was. She bought a cell phone just to listen to watch us live doing the teachings. That is such a humbling experience. She's such a sweetheart. But anyway, we want you to join us. And don't forget that we're offering a couple of things we're running out of. And once they're going, they're going. We're still offering the two seminars we have left, folks, with people in there that spoke at the seminars are no longer with us. I named a bunch of them already. Russ Dizdar and Joyce Riley and others were there. They're no longer here with us. And I miss them all. I truly do, because we stood together in this battle for many years. And I miss them all. We lost comrades in arms in this spiritual warfare. But these two seminars, both of them were about four hours or longer, different speakers. maybe longer than that. But there were 2 days of seminars put together with all these speakers with us, and we're offering them both for $10. That's to include shipping. We don't want to see them go to waste. All you want to do is pay shipping, folks, and give them in your hands. If you want the last two seminars, just tell Lisa I want the last two seminars, $10, credit card, debit card, or write a check, whatever you want to do. Got plenty of them here. Get them while you can, while they last. We're down the last four books on why I am a Sabbath-keeping Christian. Last four or five, I don't remember what it was. $7.50 a piece. Once they're going forever. I won't be able to get any more of them. And we had four of the King James Bibles left. We had to change styles. It's both the same Bible, both KJV. But we had to change styles because we ran out of the one that we were carrying. We had four of them. They were from $10 a piece. Well, I'm going to tell you what. A real sweet lady calls this program pretty often. Her name is Jan. You probably know who you're talking about. Has paid for all four of them. All you have to do to get a Bible, King James Bible, is call toll-free 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa you want a copy of the Bible. Okay, free Bible. Just give us your name and address. We'll ship it to you at no cost to you, because someone has already paid for it. Okay? So if you want to get them quickly. That's all I can say. Now, I think it's all the announcements I want to make. I do want to get to our guest. This is going to be a very interesting guest. I'm going to do something tonight that I don't think I've done in a long time, if ever before. You know, in the scriptures in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about in the last days, perilous times will come. You know, men will love themselves more, will be lovers of their own selves, and there'll be covetous and boasters and blasphemies and all manner of unholy actions, and there'll be violence against all the world, so to speak, and it's just going to be something that we're seeing happening right now. Without the presence of Christ and His Word in our society, folks, it's going to crumble. It's getting worse every day. Tonight we're going to talk to retired Colonel Brian Patton Searcy of the U.S. Air Force. This man, retired, like I said, he's a U.S. Air Force colonel. He's a founder of the Paratus Group, where he uses decades-tested and decorated senior leadership and military training experiences to solve the need for relevant and effective principles in situational awareness and leadership. A number one selling best author with the book Prepare for the Real World, The World is Not a Safe Place. He provides training methodologies and programs for the learning of situational awareness. Folks, this is going to be an interesting broadcast. I mean, interesting. This guy travels, speaks everywhere. He's a keynote speaker in different places. He's a safety and leadership consultant. Let's just say he's a professional in what he does. I'm looking forward to talking to him tonight. And I want him to share with us what he wants to tell us about being aware of what's going on around us. And folks, this is the time in history, if ever before in history, even in the good old U.S. of A., you never know what's going to happen. And as all you know, when I'm out in public, I am armed, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm taking my wife to the doctor's office tomorrow. I'll be carrying a pistol on my hip. I go where I go. No one complains in our area. I'm blessed. I live in an area where people actually thank me for carrying. But I want to be prepared. And my preparedness skills, what little bit I did know, are getting softer and duller because I'm getting older. But I want to get to know Colonel Brian even more and learn from him about why you need to prepare these things. And people say, oh, I don't need preparation. God take care of me. Okay, well, don't carry a spare tire in your car. God can fix a flat. Don't worry about it. I mean, to say something like that is so ignorant. He gave you the ability to take care of yourself and give you the means to do it. He expects you to do it, folks. That's all I can say about that. Let's move on now and get to our guest, Colonel Brian Patton Searcy. Are you there, Colonel?
I am. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's good to have you. I've been kind of excited about this program ever since I got you booked on the broadcast. Because, I'm not career military. I did spend 4 years in the Air Force. I come out as a sergeant. Now it's been changed, of course, to senior airman. But I served in different places around the world, including Thailand and Vietnam, other places. So I was in Crete, Greece, and all different places around the world in communications. You know what a diddy bop is, I'm sure. Morse code intercept.
Yes, sir.
That's what I did. They put us at little bases and sites, tracking troops and movements, whatever. But I did do that. And a little bit of limited training on things in there, of course, because when you go into Southeast Asia, they don't let you go without a little bit of training. They know how to prepare yourself and what may be coming. And what you do now is so important. And I know none of us, Brian, none of us want to think about a time we may have to pull a gun to defend ourselves or a family or friends or family. But it's beyond that. There's much more preparation to do besides being prepared to defend yourself physically, are there not?
Well, absolutely. And the entire focus of our program is to empower people to get back and be able to use that God-given gift of situational awareness with the focus to be able to prevent things from happening. You know, when I talk to people that are gun owners or carry a weapon or are trained in martial arts, you know, those of us that go through and do all that preparation, we know that with great power comes great responsibility, and we'll do pretty much everything that we can not to get involved in some type of conflict. We want to prevent things from happening. And when you learn and develop situation awareness, when you are prepared, your preparation overcomes fear, and worry is not the same as preparation. So Bruce Lee had a great quote that I love. For those of you that know and remember who Bruce Lee was, he said he would much rather be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. And there's a couple things that come from that. First one is when you're prepared, you're much less likely to be a victim, no matter what the situation is, because the bad people out there.
By the way, I want to tell you this one thing. I had a guest on that played his enemy in several of his movies. He was the bad guy.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said Bruce Lee was an interesting gentleman.
No, absolutely. And, you know, one of the kindest, gentlest people in the world, but he was prepared to do whatever he needed to do. And 30, 40 years ago, when you and I were growing up, our parents taught us what situational awareness was. They allowed us to learn and develop that critical skill along with the 10 critical personal skills that we need to develop. And now, 40 years later, we've basically turned the tables on that. Less than 1 in 7 people today actually know what situational awareness is, much less practices it. And 92% of our kids that are coming out of college have not developed the 10 critical personal skills that are necessary to practice situational awareness. But they're
I'll say this,
in life.
I don't mean to sound like a smart aleck, but 9 out of 10 students come out of college aren't prepared for anything.
Well, and that is you can, just from that statistic I said, see, without these 10 critical personal skills, you can't have conversations, you can't listen, you can't communicate, you don't have empathy, you don't have humility, you don't understand what the different perspectives are, which I think is a huge problem in our country today, going back to your introduction about what's going on. When you don't have these 10 critical skills and you don't have situational awareness, what we're seeing is a 350% rise in people dealing with conflict with anger and violence, because that's all they know. They don't know how to deal with it with conversations.
And you can disarm a situation pretty quickly if you know what you're doing, can't you?
Well, so there's two parts to that we always talk about. And one of the critical skills we teach is being self-aware. And the first part of that is knowing what's going on around you. The second part that you and I briefly talked about earlier today is that you've got to know what you're capable of doing. If you think you can do something and you don't have that skill, you will be setting yourself up for failure. And then the third part of being self-aware that we talk about is that you have a choice. You can choose to escalate situations, or you can choose to not let them escalate, or use the 10 critical personal skills to be able to de-escalate a situation. Jocko Willink actually has been on a number of different shows where he has talked about how, and remember, if you know who Jocko is, retired or Navy SEAL, runs his own great company. He is a master in jiu-jitsu. But he said if somebody's bigger than him or there's a situation, he is not going to go and put himself in a situation where he may have to hurt somebody or he could get hurt. He's going to walk away. He's going to leave. But that requires humility, and that is a skill that most people don't practice today. And that's why humility is one of the 10 critical skills that we talk about in our program.
And I'll make this point, too. I know you already know this, Colonel, but humility is not weakness. Humility is wisdom.
It is wisdom, but those people, and what we're really seeing, those people that aren't prepared and don't understand like I said earlier about weapons, that great with great power comes great responsibility. I can't tell you how many times I've walked away from a situation instead of getting involved because I didn't want to get in a situation where I may actually have to, you know, hurt somebody. And I don't want to get hurt either. So I reserve all of my training and all of my experience and the use of my situation awareness to put myself in a position to prevent things from happening. That's foremost. But here's the irony. What we see today, whether people are training with firearms or whatever the active shooter scenarios, when people train to respond to something without learning how to prevent it and be able to identify all the things that go along with it, we set them up for failure. That's why active shooter problems haven't been improving. That's why bullying, human trafficking, suicide, that's why all these threats that we face in our society today are on the rise, because we're going to throw a, for instance, today started the Human Trafficking Awareness Month. We throw a Human Trafficking Awareness Month out there to try and put a Band-Aid on something and check a box. We're doing Einstein's definition of insanity, where we're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Yet human trafficking today is the second largest criminal enterprise in the United States. And it's because parents don't have situational awareness to identify when their kids are being trafficked. And they don't have the ability today, because they don't have this skill, to make sure that their kids learn and develop this skill to keep them safe.
And what you're saying is so important in today's time. You know, 40, 50 years ago, we knew it happened. But compared today, this nation, what was an it's a good place to live. I was like living in heaven, so to speak, compared to today. 1950s when I grew up, a lot of this stuff, I know it's still going on, but it wasn't as prevalent. It wasn't as you could let your children go out and play with the neighbors, not worry about them. But it's all changed, has it not? It's gotten much worse.
Well, and today, with talking about the human trafficking or threat that is out there, almost all of human trafficking is done online now, either through apps on our kids' phones and their devices or through gaming systems. The predators are professionals. They know how to groom the kids. They know how to look for those things that those kids need in their lives that their parents or their friends are not providing. And they take advantage of those kids. And there are over 500,000 predators online at any given time that are trying to get to our kids.
500,000 anytime. Half a million anytime. My gosh.
Yeah, the predators are, and parents, whether they don't have situational awareness and aren't aware of the threats, maybe it's because they don't want to seem paranoid, or they just, a lot of times I hear and I see the hope is a strategy and it won't happen to me, or it won't happen in my town, it won't happen in my city. And what I educate parents on, continually, talking about human trafficking or suicide, it's happening in your backyard. Human trafficking, where I am in North Texas, there's probably five locations within 20 miles of my home here where human trafficking is going on, where boys and girls are being sold to buyers in the human trafficking trade. And I can talk to any one of my neighbors around here, and they have no idea that that is what is going on. And I have to be very careful, because I don't want it to sound like I'm selling fear or I'm talking about fear. What I'm really talking about, when you take the time to learn how to identify the indicators of all the threats that are out there, all the changes in behaviors of your kids, but then more importantly, you've thought about, if you see that, what you will do about it, you are much more likely to prevent suicides, to prevent your kids from being human trafficked. You're much more likely, when you're in the parking lot of the grocery store, to be paying attention to what's going on and potentially save a mom and a child who are potentially being stalked. One of the key things I talk about in our program and one of our 10 critical skills is empathy. When you learn and become prepared and you pay attention to what's going on and you've thought about what actions you would take if you come across a situation, you're much more likely then to help somebody. And then one of the key things we have in our program is that everybody's different. So what Brian Searcy will do is not what you would do. It's not what my wife would do. Each of us needs to learn for ourselves what we're capable of doing to set ourselves up for success so we can help others.
Well, now, you're covering a lot of territory really fast. How do you train people to know what their capabilities are and how they would respond in situations?
Right. So that goes back to one of my earlier comments about how traditional training doesn't work. When you have a one-hour class for somebody and you put them through a couple scenarios, first off, the forgetting curve is going to kick in. Within a week, they're going to forget 99% of what they saw and what happened there. And they don't have situational awareness. So they're not paying attention to what's going on around them. I think I mentioned to you earlier today as well is I can't tell you how many people I know that have gone out and bought a firearm. They probably are even carrying that firearm, either open carry or concealed carry. But the only thing that they have ever done with that weapon is go to the range and put maybe a box full of shells through a paper target. They've never practiced drawing that weapon. They've never practiced moving and shooting. And then even more importantly, they've never thought about the types of decisions that they might have to make. They have not thought about the mental health ramifications of carrying a firearm because, as I've already said twice, with great power comes great responsibility. So that traditional training doesn't work. So in our program, and the way that we do our program is a year long. And we use micro e-learning to establish habits, behaviors, and a mindset. And we teach everybody a process that they practice. Takes 20 to 30 seconds everywhere that you go so that you set yourself up for success.
All right. Explain that 30-second process.
Right. So from my time in the Air Force, John Warden, who was a colonel during Vietnam, came up with what's called the OODA loop. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard it. I really have heard it, but I don't know what it means exactly. Go ahead.
So the OODA loop is observe, orient, decide, and act. And what it means is that when we have operational plans for everything. So my very first squadron command, I was responsible to run the air operations floor in the CAOC, which is the Combined Air Operations Center in Afghanistan. And what we did is we controlled all of the airplanes, all of the air war in Afghanistan and Iraq. And every time we would start executing the plan of the day, we continually did that OODA loop, observe, orient, decide, and act, because we know that we're going to have airplanes break. We know that there's going to be weather. And then we also know that the bad guys have a say. They may or may not do exactly what we expect them to do. So we have to continually be following this process of observe, orient, decide, and act. When I founded the Prodis Group, I took that process and I turned that into a five-step process that we teach in our program, and that's identify, assess, predict, decide, and act. And you do those first three steps everywhere you go all the time, and once you practice it for 90 days, and now it becomes a habit and a behavior, and it's just something that you do on a regular basis. So what that looks like, I walk into a coffee shop, even though I've been there 500 times, and the first thing I do is I stop, look, and listen. I don't just walk right in. And then I identify, is there anything in here that concerns me? Is there anything in here that is potentially a threat? Is there anything in here that's setting off that hair on the back of my neck or that gut feeling? If there isn't anything, then I do an assessment. Can I sit so my back's not to the door? Where are there exits? Is there added security that is here? I have part of my assessment is, are there other people that I could potentially count on if something bad were to happen? And then that assessment changes a little bit if I'm with my family or if I'm with a group of people. And then finally, the third step is then I predict, what would I do if this happened today? Because that is how you set yourself up for success and how you're able to prevent things from happening and how you're able to respond. Because you, in a crisis situation, you can only do something that you've already thought of. That's why when I went through all my training as a navigator on an airplane, we were consistently going through, okay, if this happened, this is what you do. If this happens, this is what you do. So if that ever did happen, you're able to go that lizard part of your brain and you're able to execute it. And so those are the first three steps that you do. Like I said, it takes 20 or 30 seconds. We tie that with Lieutenant Colonel Cooper's situational awareness colors. And once you establish this process and you practice this process and you've developed the habits and behaviors and the mindset, now you're prepared. Now if something is introduced into your environment that sets off that hair on the back of the neck or that gut feeling, because you've already thought about what you would do, you've already got a couple plans of action ready to go, now you can then respond if you have to. And that's a big part of the difference with what we do versus traditional training.
Well, you know, wow, I wish you weren't so far away. It'll put you to work here doing some of that. But, you know, what little bit I have learned, and I nowhere know what you know, but I've learned to read people, and I was taught that, you know, watch people, what they're doing, or keep an eye on them. And I've seen this more than once come in handy. We were traveling to Colorado a bunch of years ago, myself, my daughter-in-law, my little granddaughter, and one of my sons and my wife. And we stopped at a fast food restaurant, and three guys just standing in the back of the room just watching people, just standing around and loitering around doing these things. And I had these gut feelings, what I call it, you know, be careful. This doesn't look right. It doesn't seem right. And they didn't do anything, but they watched people for a long time. They walked around the room, didn't buy anything, just stood there. I thought, this isn't right. They're sizing something up here. Even my daughter-in-law knows it and asked me, said, I'm glad you're packing. But anyway, but I saw that. And you have to learn these things and watch people, because people, most time before they act, will give you a few seconds notice, won't they, without even meaning to.
Yeah, and it's when you are perceptive, when you practice this process, when you learn what normal is, and I use the term left of bang. There's a great book by Patrick Van Horn, who's a retired Marine Corps major, and he talks about left of bang. We want to prevent the bad thing from happening, and that ties directly to what the Secret Service and the FBI say about almost all the threats that are out there, that if you know what the threats are and you can identify the indicators early enough and then you actually take action, that's how you make a difference, and that's how you're able to prevent things from happening. So that's what we encourage with our program. We want to overcome the normalcy bias. Normalcy bias, most people today, 75 to 80% of the time, when they get that hair of the back, the neck, or the gut feeling, they'll rationalize some reason why it's not a threat, why it's not out of the ordinary. What we do in our program is work so that, and it's a foot stomper for us, is that anytime you get that hair in the back of the neck or that gut feeling, you identify something that isn't right, then you need to do something about it. So in your situation, I would have gone up to the manager of where you were or security person and let them know that there are three people there that are kind of acting out of the ordinary.
Maybe they
were security, but one of the things that we all need to overcome, and you can't overcome it unless you're prepared, is the ability to take action. And that's why we have to change how we talk to folks about the development of situational awareness and work with them to develop the habits and the behaviors. And, Pastor, have you heard of the 2190 rule?
No, sir, I haven't.
So it takes 21 days to establish new habits and 90 days to establish new behaviors. That's why we're at a time now where a whole bunch of people are making New Year's resolutions, and most of those people will fail because after a week or so, they go back to doing what they were doing before. They don't establish those new habits. They don't establish those new behaviors. That's why our program kicks off with a 90-day program, so that by the end of that 90 days that you've established that new behavior, and it's now something that you practice your process everywhere that you go, and then for the next 9 months you continue to get content from the Paradis group, because this is a perishable skill. So we want to keep reminding you to do that, but then we also want you to be educated on the threats that are out there.
Okay, hang on through the break, folks. Take phone calls too this next half hour. You know that, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I told you it's going to be interesting. This is very interesting. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Howdy, folks. We're back here. We're talking to retired Colonel Brian Patton Searcy of the Air Force. He's a preparationist expert. He's sharing with us some things tonight that we all, now please, people, believe me. I know some of y'all, I don't want to think about these things. I never thought I'd see the day. I never thought about it, that in America I would feel naked without a gun on me. That's awful to say that, but it is what it is. About 4 or 5 doors down from where I go to the gym 3 times a week. It was a nail salon. A guy come in, it's like some kind of live love triangle, shot a man and his wife and shot himself in the nail salon. This is West Virginia, a little town called Summersville, West Virginia. So there are really no safe places left where someone on dope or someone in a situation like that might just lose it and go after him with a gun in the hand. And this is the thing that you, every one of you, male and female alike, need to understand these things and prepare yourself. God forbid these things happen. But they do happen. And your duty as an adult, especially as a parent, is prepare yourself and how to take care of your family. Male, I don't care whether you're dads or moms, that is your duty. Prepare yourself, take care of your family. And know how to do it. And I want to ask Brian here, man, how he teaches people, where he goes to teach people. Now, phone line's open, folks, with comments and questions at 844-769-2944. We should have 2 or 3 hours tonight to get into some more details on what kind of arms that he suggests people buy, new beginners when they come in. I know personally, when I teach a lady, especially a lady, but anyone, especially ladies, I just teach them how to shoot. I like to start out with a 22 revolver and go up to 38 and teach them how to handle those. I like revolvers because they're really fairly reliable and foolproof, so to speak. But nonetheless, I'd like to have time to ask all these questions. We don't have it tonight. But we're talking, Brian, you teach all this. How do you go about teaching this? Do you people come to see you? Do you go to see them? What's required to have you teach this?
Yeah, so I travel around the United States, and I speak to community groups. I speak to churches, and I'm not talking to the volunteers or the people who work there. We're talking to the parents. We're talking to the congregation. That's how we're going to make a difference with the situations that are going on in our society, in our communities. We also do live Zooms, so we do about 7 or 8 of those a month. And then after we do a live event or after we do the Zoom event, people are encouraged to enroll in our program. That's where they enroll in our learning management system. That's where they get the 1-year program to empower the development of those habits, the behaviors, and the mindset. And one of the key things that I talk about with situational awareness all the time, and we've talked around it a little bit, but the way that we're going to make our community safe again is by not relying on dialing 911 and thinking the police are going to respond and are going to save the day. They're responders. They are not preventers. Parents and all of us working together in our communities.
Repeat that. That was important. That was very important. Repeat that, what you just said about the police.
Yeah, so police, fire, EMT, all of them, they're fantastic, but they're overstretched. It takes longer for them to respond. They are responders. We need to work on being preventers. And the way that we prevent bad things from happening in our homes, the way that we prevent bad things from happening in our communities, is by being prepared, by letting everybody else know that if you're a predator and you want to come to our house, we're ready for you. We prepared for that. If you want to do something in our community, we've got hundreds of people that are going to be there to keep you from doing that. And I would argue, and I bet you will agree with me, is that 30 or 40 years ago, because people would go out of their way to stop somebody from doing something bad before it happened in our communities and in our neighborhoods, 30, 40 years ago, that's why our communities were so much more safe. Today, it's just the opposite. So if we want to take back the safety of our communities, we as God-fearing Christians and actually everybody in our country needs to learn and develop these skills and then have the desire to take back the safety of our communities and the safety of our family. And when parents learn and develop situational awareness, they then, because they have that situational awareness, they look for the learning opportunities to ensure their kids learn situational awareness. And I can go into that when, you know, if you'd like to hear a little bit about that.
I would, but I want to ask a question first. You say you teach in churches. Overall, how are you received in churches?
Once I get in, once they realize that they have to stop doing what they're doing now and they have to stop worrying about, you know, are we going to scare the congregation? I've had that come to me a number of times. They don't want to scare the congregation about the threats that are out there. I just talk to them, hey, we've got to face reality. Would you rather have, you know, would you have like to have, you know, a young man or woman in your congregation commit suicide when it could have been prevented if the tools were there? But I don't push this on anybody. But everybody that has taken our program has come back and couldn't believe how much more safe they feel, how much more prepared they feel. And this is really one of the keys. When people are out walking in our communities and they're not paying attention, they have no idea what's going on around them. When people take our program and they start learning and developing situational awareness, when they start practicing their process, they start seeing things. I've had moms who had never paid attention when walking through a Walmart, and then all of a sudden they were paying attention because they were taking our program, and they saw that somebody was looking at and following their kids. And because they had a process and they knew what to do if that ever happened, they took action, got their kids out of the way, went to the store manager. The people that were doing the following of their kids recognized that the mom was taking action, and they quickly left the Walmart. But that is how we prepare ourselves to make sure that ourselves and our kids and our communities are safe.
Wow. I wish we could get closer together. I like to pick your brain a lot more. But you say that you do Zoom meetings also?
Yes. So I'm actually partnered with a human trafficking nonprofit. And like I said, about 8 times a month, we do live Zoom where they get the same program. Obviously, I'm not there. There's a few things that we can't do that we practice when we do the live events that people really get a chance to realize that they don't have situation awareness. And then they also then have an opportunity to enroll in our learning management system and to actually take the program. Like I said, more and more people are starting to realize this, you know, we can't rely on this traditional type training to solve this problem, and we have to develop those habits and behaviors. And the only way that you do that is by putting an effort in and having practice. It takes 90 days to establish those behaviors. And the way our program is established is it's 3 to 5 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be a lot. It just has to be something that is reminding you to practice your process. It's reminding you to be thinking about what you might do in certain situations. It's reminding you that if you want to be able to do something, the only way, and you don't have that skill, the only way that you can get that skill is to go get it. You have to have somebody train you to do that and not be embarrassed to do that. And preparation, like I said, is the key. I think I mentioned that I've talked to many parents whose kids have thought of committing suicide or committed suicide. They were human trafficked, and all of these parents never thought it would happen to their kid, never in a million years. And after the event happened, they all had anger, regret, and guilt, because looking back, they were able to say, yeah, my son, my daughter wasn't behaving the same way, and I didn't do anything about it. Now, there are some examples where there are no indicators, but most of the time, if you have situation awareness and you pay attention to your kids on a regular basis, you will see those subtle changes in behavior, and then you need to do something about it. And one of the reasons in our society today why depression and anxiety are so high among our youth is because parents don't take the time to identify when those changes are happening in their kids' life, and they don't do anything about it. I have a term that I talk about in leadership where people, first off, there's no such thing as managing people. You manage processes. and you lead people. And today, 80 to 90% of businesses are overmanaged and underled, which means they're not developing those people. And the same thing is happening in our homes where parents, I call it the parenting by their stress level. And what I mean by that is the parents are out with the kids at the grocery store, at a restaurant, and they're letting the kids do whatever they want. And then all of a sudden, it gets to a point where the parents get mad. Now they punish the kids. Instead of when the kids started that behavior, they change that behavior. They get them to do the type of behavior that they want. My wife and I were blessed to finally have our first vacation, just the two of us, in about 2.5 years. And we were coming back from that vacation, and there was a mom and a dad and about a four-year-old. And everybody's boarding on the airplane, and the dad, my wife and I joked that the husband and the wife flipped coins to see who was going to sit next to their son. The dad lost, and up until the doors closed on the airplane, the father let the son do whatever he wanted. He was bouncing up and down in his seat. He was playing with the tray table. He was doing all kinds of things. And then when it was time for him then to calm down because he needed to put his seatbelt on and we needed to push back the airplane, it was next to impossible for that father to control his four-year-old. And that's because he allowed him to do that type of behavior. He allowed him to learn that type of behavior. We as parents have the ability, and the way we should be doing it is to look for those learning opportunities and change the behavior at the very beginning to the type of behavior that is best for our kids. And I would argue the other reason that you have to have situation awareness, especially as a parent, I've got five kids. All five of the kids are different. If I were to try to be able to parent each of those kids the same way, I would have one kid that's good and the rest would be on their own. So different styles need to be done across the board. And without situational awareness, you can't do that. These are contagious behaviors. As a parent with my kids, I never once sat them down and lectured them on the threats. I never once sat down and lectured them on what situational awareness is. One of my favorite stories is when my oldest, when she was 5 years old, we walked into a restaurant and she was going to sit in the seat that I needed to sit in so my back wasn't to the door. So she asked me, she asked me, "Daddy, why do you have to sit here?" I had an opportunity to tell her. Well, that didn't just happen that one time. That happened over and over and over again until eventually she figured out, and we'd walk into a restaurant. She goes, "Dad, this is your seat." And then when she was 14, we walked into a restaurant with family friends, and her friend was going to sit in the seat that my daughter knew I needed to sit in, and my daughter said to her friend, "I'm sorry, you can't sit there. My dad has to sit there." And her friend said, "Why does your dad have to sit here?" And my daughter rattled off, "My dad can't have his back to the door. He's got to be able to see the exits. He'll have a plan in case anything bad happens, and he will tell us what to do." So she had learned, because I all those learning opportunities over those 9 years to instill in her about how to practice this situation awareness, know what's going on around her, but more importantly, know what she's capable of doing, whether it's hiding, whether it's running, whether it's dialing 911, whether it's getting a manager, whether if there's security there, it's getting that security guard. But if you haven't thought through those actions, the only thing that you will do is panic.
And panic, that's the worst thing that happened. And by the way, before we go to a phone call here, very quickly, tell people how they can get your copy of your book, Prepare for the Real World.
It's at Barnes & Noble. They can go to Barnes & Noble. They can go to Amazon.com. Just type either my name in or Prepare for the Real World, and the book will pop up. And that book is designed to be part of, or in addition to, the introduction that we do. It's a working journal. It's not all the answers, because – again, at the Prodigy Group, we want to break that Einstein's definition of insanity, and we want people to learn the habits and behaviors that are necessary to practice situation awareness.
Okay. And, oh, by the way, folks, before I forget, tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. Stella Emanuel on. Dr. Stella Emanuel will be exposed to some things, and one of the big things is America's running out of medicine. This is for real, because 80% of the medicine is made in China. Did you all know that? And then Wednesday night we have Pastor Rafael Cruz on. That's Senator Ted Cruz's dad. It's going to be an interesting broadcast. Let's speak to Jan in Iowa. Jan in Iowa, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. How's everybody tonight? Good. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was 6 years old, I was in first grade. And this little girl said, I can go home for lunch. You can't. Well, her mom was on the other side of the street. The teacher was on one, and she walked across the street. So I did that. When I got home, I got punished. You know, you can't do that. It's not safe, blah, 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 because I walked home. 6-7 blocks in Denver in 1964. Dangerous. So I said, I will run away, and I did. You know, all the other kids didn't get up, put their stuff in their... didn't get out the door. I put my stuff in my pillowcase and walked right out the door. They couldn't find me for hours. Yeah.
Okay.
So you said, you know, your kids, each one is different. Well, my mom and dad had 8 kids, and the 5 before me didn't get us, you know, got to the door, and that was it. I walked right out.
Wow. Wow.
And I was in the car. You know those old 3-seat station wagons?
Uh-huh.
I was in that little place between the back seat and the third seat. I was in there waiting for the sun to come up because I wasn't allowed to go. You know, it wasn't safe to walk at night. I knew that.
Go ahead, Brian.
No, I was just going to say we see that all the time because parents don't understand that, number one, and then they also get a little bit lazy after the first or the second, and nothing happened to the first or the second. They were okay, so they think the third is going to, you know, they don't have to put the same effort in, and it's got to be consistent. The amount of effort has to be consistent. The way that you parent based on the personality of the child is what changes, not the consistency of the effort.
Good point.
Exactly.
Anything else, Jan?
I was just trying to help you make a point. And yeah, you have to be situational aware. And
right.
I know this, but I walk into my, you know, here in my little town, I'll walk into my grocery store and do my grocery shopping, and then be halfway through and realize, you know, I wasn't paying any attention. God knows what's going on.
True.
I just wasn't paying any attention.
Well, that,
so
that's,
everybody needs to.
Yes, we do.
Everybody needs to.
I mean, it's getting worse all the time. Jana, thanks for calling. Got a jumper in that time, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And she's right.
Thanks,
people,
Jana.
Please pay attention. This is for real. Get a copy of the book. Go to Barnes & Noble. Get online. Prepare for the real world. His last name, Colonel Searcy's last name, is spelled S-E-A-R, like in Sear, C-Y. S-E-A-R-C-Y, Colonel Brian Searcy. Prepare for the real world. And, Brian, obviously you've been doing this for how many years now?
Well, it's been about 38 years of my time in the Air Force that I've learned leadership, training, and development, how you actually have to go about developing those habits and behaviors. And I got involved in this area right after the Parkland shooting, and it started out where we were doing active shooter training scenarios, both to help them prevent active shooting from happening, but more prevalent and more what we were doing for real was the active shooter training scenarios. And unlike a lot of other companies, we went through 4 hours of scenarios with the people that we were working with. And one of the key things we focused on is decision making and mental health and those types of things. And then in 2019, it had an epiphany that, especially after reading the Secret Service and the FBI reports, that most of these threats can be prevented, and that it's not just active shooter. It's, like I said, it's all these threats. It's suicide. It's bullying. It's sexual harassment. It's carjacking. It's the punch games in the subways. It's the punch and assaults that are going on in gas stations around the United States. And we can teach people to pay attention and then have thought through what to do if something like that happens. And again, it's not just for your own safety, it's for the safety of others. I put gas in my truck this morning. I followed my process. I have a specific process that I talk about when we have our program about how you pay attention in those situations. And I'm not just looking to make sure I'm safe and my truck is safe. I'm looking to make sure that everybody around me is safe and having a plan of action if I get that hair on the back of the neck or that gut feeling.
Well, you know, there's so many questions I still want to ask you. We're down the last few minutes here. Have you run into any situations that you were glad that you were prepared personally?
All kinds of situations. One of the things that I focus on a lot is how to de-escalate situations. If you don't know verbal jiu-jitsu and you haven't thought through how to be able to de-escalate situations, you will not be able to. As a matter of fact, you will probably escalate situations. And I have walked away, like I mentioned earlier, from more so many situations that if I would have stayed, it would have escalated and it could have turned out bad. And I didn't care. I didn't have to win the argument. Sure. But I've also been in numerous situations where some things were escalating between other people, and I stepped in and was able to de-escalate the situation because I practiced doing that. I did it at a Alabama-Cincinnati football game last year. I've done it on the train. I've done it in the grocery store. And it's very, very easy to do if you've thought about it, if you've practiced it. But if you haven't thought about how to de-escalate situations and you don't have your 10 critical personal skills, it goes back to that statistic I talked about, how people are settling circumstances with anger and violence today. And, you know, you've got to have the empathy and the ability to be able to do something, and you can't have the ability unless you're prepared.
And, you know, again, and one thing we know, we all heard now, road rage is increasing everywhere. Rage is increasing not just on the road, folks, but everywhere. I mean, it's in the stores. It's in neighborhoods. It's life today. People are stressed, and let's face it, the morality of this nation that was once taught in the homes and the schools is no longer there. So you're facing dangerous situations every day, whether you know or not. And I'd say that there are many times that we were not aware of what's happening around us when things could have happened any second, that it was like a bomb ticking. So please check on the book, Prepare for the Real World, and see what you can do to help protect yourself and your family. I mean, let's do that. This program is a Christian broadcast, solidly Christian. It's a Christian worldview all the time. But Christians are required, not by right, but by God's law, to protect themselves, their families, and their neighbors. Anything else you want to say? We're down about the last minute or so. Brian, by the way, I'm going to keep your phone number handy. I'm going to get you on again sometime, okay?
That'd be awesome.
All right. And what do you want to say in closing? You've got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, so we love to partner with schools, churches, and community organizations to come in, like I said, and do live presentations to the members of the community, to the parents, to high school students, travel around the country doing that. They can get in touch with me by going to our website. It's www.paratus, that's P-A-R-A-T-U-S, .group. Go to the contact page and send us a note, or they can send me an email direct at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at paratus.group. And that on our website as well as an events page. So start looking next week for the upcoming events for our live Zoom, where they can get that full hour and 10 minutes of the introduction to situational awareness, which then starts them on that journey to learn and develop the habits and behaviors that are necessary.
And is there a charge to join the group online like that?
So the Zoom is free. Then when they enroll in our program, it's a one-time fee for the year of $95 or $7.99 a month to go through the program.
Okay, that's reasonable enough considering what you're doing. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really enjoy this, and I would like to have you on again sometime if you don't mind, because I'd like to know about this more myself. And, folks, I urge you to check this out. Check out the book, Prepare for the Real World. Go to the website, check it out. See what you think about this, and maybe you want to share some time in one of his courses. I know I'd love to. Well, Brian Searcy, thank you so much. We'll be in touch again in the very near future.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless, my friend. Folks, we love you, and by the grace of God, see you tomorrow night. Dr. Stella Emanuel, you won't miss that. Of course, you don't want to miss Senator Ted Cruz's dad either, Wednesday night. A lot to talk about, a lot of questions. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC.com. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.